Our scripture today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12. Isaiah 12. You're welcome to follow along in your pew Bible if you would like. This is the NRSV version, which is what we have in our pews. And it is Isaiah 12. And so, Old Testament. As you're looking for that, let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, for your love, for this moment of your grace and your mercy, for you share with us openly your word. You have given to us the way that you want us to walk. You've given us the way to travel. You have lit our path so that we do not stumble. And Lord, we thank you for your ever presence. We pray, Lord, this day also that your mercy falls upon the sermon, that it too may be used for your glory, and that it may reflect your love. Lord, we pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I think she read my mind. Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord. For though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, and you comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust, and I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim his name. Is exalted. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known to all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. We thank you, Lord, for this reading. Our title is Joy in the Lord. Now there are those Dolly pictures. I've always had a difficult relationship with joy. In seminary, we were talking about worship styles, and we talked about how there are so many different worship styles all across the world. When I went to those two worship services, even in Ohio, you know, and separated only by 10 miles or so, the worship styles were dramatically different. You had in the one church, which was very much like your typical kind of church setting, not traditional, though contemporary, kind of with some traditional elements to it. Contemporary songs, and there was people standing and singing, you know, clapping their hands. But only a couple. There were also other people like me who were sitting in the back pew, kind of like this, singing, of course, I mean, or people standing. The word I'm looking for, the low-key Christian worship stance is sort of the same across like the entire world. It looks a lot like this. Let's see. I'll get a chair is too small. I'll do it on the TV. Pretend the TV is the chair or the pew in front of you. Looks like this. This is how I stand when I worship. Praise Jesus. It's impossible for some reason for my hands to go above my chest line. I can't get my hands up when I worship God. The signs of joy that we saw Dolly make, the pictures of joy where everyone's like, that's, you know, that's not me. And it may not be a lot of people. But even though that's the case, joy can still be expressed in different ways. You don't have to be the exuberant, the dancing, the swaying, the toe tapping. Even when I'm really excited, that's what happens. I tap my toe. but I got to be really excited for the toe tapping. Not everyone's like that. There's people that are quiet, suppressed, not in a bad way. But yet joy still has that thing in common, which that joy wants to be shared. Even I, who get excited about certain things, want to share the joy that I have over those certain things. I shared with you a long time ago that I was diagnosed with a low-grade depression called dysthymia. I was 2008. I don't know what it was. So I was somewhere around, maybe even 30-something. But anyway, so I heard it as low-grade depression. And the definition of this low-grade depression is that it is difficult to experience, no, is it difficult to show high highs and low lows? You just kind of, you know, like right there in the middle. At the worst, it looks like apathy. At the best, it looks like unshakenness. Nothing bothers them, you know, that sort of thing. At the worst, it looks like he doesn't care about anything, and I've gotten that too. But I didn't know this, that this was the case about me, but my mom did. You ever notice that sometimes your mom noticed things about you that you never noticed about you? I received something, and my parents were there, and what I received, I don't even remember what it was. But I was very happy that I had got it. And so I said, thank you. I'm very happy that you gave this to me. Just like that. And the person said, you don't seem very happy about it. And then my mom says, oh, no, he is. It just doesn't show it well. Joy, the main thing about joy is that it wants to be shared. Well, why does it want to be shared? Because there are good reasons to be joyful for. During Thanksgiving, we will go around the room and we will say what it is that we're thankful for in our lives. That's our tradition and a lot of other family's tradition. Hold hands, share with, say prayer. My dad leads this, and in my family, there's 30 people. And he says, okay, now we're going to share those things that we're thankful for, and you're not allowed to repeat, you know, what the person previous you, or people, anyone before you has said, what has been said already. So we go around, and everyone's got something to thank you for. And I know if you see my dad, he looks like a great big cuddly teddy bear, but there's a malevolence to him. Sometimes he goes around three times. And at that point, you're just thankful for the tile on the floor because there's nothing left that you can think of. But the neat thing is that it never goes away. You can always find something to be thankful for. And in our scripture today, this is one of the greatest reasons to be thankful for. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away and you comforted me. One of the things that is so great about Christianity, however it is, it's expressed, whether it be United Methodism, Baptist, Catholic, no matter, it's the story's the same, the accents are different. The greatest thing about Christianity is what that represents. Christ Jesus, at the lowest point of his life, died for us. And the neat part of that story, though, that we rehearse once a week or once a month at the very least, is that his disciples were in no position where they actually deserved that kind of love. When Jesus was arrested, many of them left, were afraid. Though they heard and spent years with Jesus, and Jesus showed them miracle after miracle after miracle, and lesson after lesson after lesson about the eternity of the love of God. When Jesus left, they were lost instead of holding on to that faith. But Christ, in the middle of that, still said, I love you. This message for me is one of the center points of Christianity, of the faith that I have in Christ. no life, including my life, is marked by perfection. We make mistakes. I've made my fair share, some of which you may never hear about, depending on the situation we find each other in. But Christ loved me through those. And there is a joy there. There is a thanksgiving there. I may not be the one to stand up here on the steps or with my family, shouting my hands, praising God, saying, "Thank you, Lord, for such and such." But one of the things that this scripture says is that, "And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, and proclaim that his name is exalted." We may not be doing that in a loud voice to everyone. But we can exalt Christ's name with one person at a time, with those whom we find ourselves with. We can make known his deeds, maybe not among the nations, but with our neighbor, how Christ has been with us and has never left us. We can give thanks to God, maybe not on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Maybe just to our children, to our spouse, to a friend, to a stranger. This Thanksgiving holiday, as we look forward with joy what God has given to us through Christmas, we can share that love subtly or openly, however it is Christ is calling us to. And for that, I give God the glory. Close with this scripture today. "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us this day. May we share that presence wherever we go. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Go in peace.